Episode 15 of Minimal Filters, a very special edition of Nathan and Kale's Rating Scales, where we tell you where to go for your nights out in Calgary, Alberta. This is the podcast you tell your friends to listen to figure out where you're going to get or not get shit-faced for your next adventure. We will tell you where to go for a casual night to watch some sports, a night where you're all horned up and want to get laid, and even a night for you to simply black out and forget all the bad decisions you've ever made. This is the first ever special edition of Nathan and Kale's Rating Scales, YYC Bars Edition. Let's go.
Two best friends to talk about life, partying, masturbation, how to find love, being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't bite down on something. You literally bite up.
What? What? This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Today's special edition podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Shoddy. What exactly is a Shoddy? Well, if you don't know by now, the Shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's T-H-E-C-H-O-T-Y.com, and order one. Use a special discount code MFERS, that's capital M-F, lowercase E-R-S, for an extra 10% off your order.
Flawless.
Thank you.
Flawless.
Way better than last week.
You know what's funny is I think you might have used that ad last week.
I did. It was the same one, except I didn't say today's special edition.
Oh, right.
Because
today is a very, very, very...
Oh, fuck. Dude, I've been...
Very special episode.
I had a fucking final today, and I was literally thinking about this during my final. That's why I failed it. I was so fucking excited for this
podcast. I'll be honest. I've been sick for a week now, and I was just dreading the fact I have to put an effort today into this. But I have a final tomorrow, so let's see if my motivation... It won't be there.
Are you actually sick, or are you just saying that just in case we do super fucking shit job and you're like, oh yeah, I was just sick.
It doesn't matter what the answer to that question is.
He actually is sick, guys. He looks like shit the past like 3 weeks.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm giving you a fake smile right now. This is perfect. Yeah, this is a perfect, like perfect timing for this episode to come out too. I mean, everyone's coming back from schools. I mean, whether it's, you know, Western Ontario, North Dakota, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Or Nicaragua. I mean, I'm sure there's someone there coming back.
Probably baseball.
Probably. Basically anywhere where people are coming back. I mean, they're going to have the question like, where should I go out tonight in Calgary?
What should I do? Lots of places now. Which bar should I go to?
Where should we go? Kale, where should these people go?
Well, that's the thing. Nathan and I were so generous in giving you guys, I think, about almost 20 bars.
I didn't even do a list to choose from
where you should or should not go, and we use our world famous rating scales.
Yeah, so we will tell you the types of crowds to expect, the types of nights you should expect, and obviously some of our worst or best stories from each of these bars, depending, you know, how you look at the stories.
It's good. Like, Nathan's bad stories might be good from my perspective because they're fucking hilarious for me, embarrassing for you, and vice versa. You never know.
As fans or as people who are just jealous of us, we're going to give you guys the honest truth. You will get no sugarcoating here.
None.
No sugarcoating.
We can't. There can't be any because we actually this is more like, this is almost considered a serious podcast because we legit want you guys to have the best time when you're back home for holidays or for those who have stayed home.
Or people visiting Calgary be like, oh, where should I go? Oh, I'm going to listen to Minimal Filters, and they'll tell me exactly where to go.
So after you hear us go through all these rating scales of all these bars and pubs and restaurants, tell your friends. Say, hey, if you're coming to Calgary, listen to this podcast. They will tell you exactly where you should or should not go.
Yeah, so this is going to be your honest cheat code for the majority of bars and clubs in Calgary. This is, you're going to listen to this, and you're going to get an honest idea as to what to expect from all these places.
Absolutely. So. And for those of you who don't remember...
No bias at all, I swear to God. No bias.
No, absolutely.
There will be bias, but...
Two quick things before we actually get into them. For those of you, for our last rating scales was probably almost like 6-7 weeks ago, I had a couple of replies saying, why is it out of 5, not out of 10? Well, that's actually crazy because Nathan's is out of 5. Mine's out of 5.
5 plus 5 equals 10.
That equals 10. So there's your out of 10. We add mine, we add his out of 10. Also,
yeah, good
for
math,
those
guys.
Of you who don't remember what the rating scales are, which I will admit, and Nathan, I'm going to admit on your behalf, we kind of forgot.
I even asked you today. I was like, what did we have as number two?
So I will quickly go over what they are. Number one, which is not what you want, it's 1 out of 5, which is a low score, is shitting pants, which can correlate to easily the worst thing ever.
The worst.
Do not recommend. Number two, hangxiety, which also don't really recommend because it fucking sucks.
It sucks, but you can get through it.
You'll get through it.
It sucks, but you can get through it.
Number three, which is right in the middle, is lukewarm water, which is easily the most average thing ever. Didn't suck, but it also wasn't great.
Same as Kale's bicep size. It's just average.
They're there. My arms are long, they're so it's just, like they're if just my arms were average. Short, they'd be huge, but they're just average.
Yeah.
Number four is happy hour. Always a good time, but do not sell your soul for it.
It's great. I mean, let's be honest. Everyone loves happy hour, but
it's called happy hour for a reason.
You're not gonna sacrifice anything for happy hour. It's like it's like one of those things where if you go to a bar or restaurant, you're like, oh shit, it's happy hour. So you instantly become in a better mood because you know you're gonna spend less money. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you never go to like the majority of people don't go to bars. Every once in a while you will, but you're not gonna be like, oh, it's happy hour. Like we have to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy hour is like, oh, sweet, it's happy hour. I didn't even realize it, but. Lastly, which Nathan experienced this morning in the shower, peak climax.
It wasn't this morning. It was probably about 20 minutes ago.
It was like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was not that long
right
ago.
Before we started recording.
Yeah.
Which is worth dying for.
We're going to get right into it. But, oh, and since we are the best, we're still going to have a shower thought of the day today. You're welcome.
We can't not do that.
You're welcome, guys. Let's get right into it. Number one, the first bar we will go over, the back alley.
The Bally, baby.
The Bally. Right now, by far, I would honestly say by far it's the most popular place in Calgary right now.
And we're starting off with this one because for those of you who are like, I'm in Calgary now, I'm in a fucking hurry. The back alley is the place you should be at, which...
Yeah. I mean...
When should they go?
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Like, you see everything there. Like, I've seen a dude literally getting his dick rode on the dance floor.
Was it me?
Surprisingly not. I've seen TikTok stars, so you can take that as a positive or a negative, depending on, you know, what you want.
Yeah.
I've seen kids getting put into an ambulance. So you just never know what you're going to see there. Yeah. You just don't. You literally don't.
The back alley is such a fucking vibe, because no matter what kind of night you want, you'll find it at the back alley.
I think the best part for me was last time we were there, they opened up like that back bar. And like I told you, I loved it because you could go to the dance floor and the chaos and the sweat and the heat. You go there if that's what you're feeling. But then you can walk away and have a nice calm sit down over there. And that's one of my favorite things about certain clubs is the fact that you can have that, like you're not always in the chaos.
I could not agree more with that. Another thing that you didn't add, which is honestly, some people might hate this. I personally love it. There's always fights outside.
It's entertaining as fuck, for sure.
Yeah, if you go outside past, I think, probably 11:15, there's at least 4 guys with black eyes, bloody noses that were kicked out, and just standing outside in the cold,
the cool guys. Yeah.
The OG back alley boys.
One of my funniest stories that I have was this one time I was taking a piss, and these two guys just walked right past me and went into the stall together. So I figured, they're either getting with each other.
Sucking dick.
They're either getting on, which, I mean, I got nothing with that, or they're doing drugs. It ended up being drugs. But these fucking idiots, they left the stall door wide open. Well, I'll say they were skiing. Let's go with that. They were skiing. And this bouncer literally walks in and goes, are you guys fucking serious? You can't even close the fucking door. These idiots were doing drugs with the stall door open, wide open. I mean, good for them. I don't think that's good for them, the drug part.
It's funny how you... relate that, like you use the analogy skiing, because that could still be taken both ways. It could be skiing, which grabbing ski poles, or there could be skiing.
Oh, right. I didn't think about it. It was the drugs.
All right.
They were doing drugs, but these kids literally, like, they looked fresh 18, but the bouncer lady goes, are you guys fucking serious? And then grabs them. They're like, yeah, we'll leave. They immediately knew they were busted. Would have been cool to see a fight there, whatever.
Absolutely. Actually, I did see a fight there. My first time there. So we actually went there on our 20th birthdays, which felt like it was fucking forever ago. It was the first time we went out before the COVID pandemic basically hit Calgary. And at that point, it was still an older crowd. You may have made out with an older woman that night. May or may not have.
And got slapped by another one.
Okay, so you did. You're confirming it.
Yeah.
And are we ready to get the ratings here?
I just have a quick couple more points. So okay. I have, they do have, like, for what I... what I can tell, it seems like they do also have the cheapest drinks for any club. Like,
oh, for
you,
sure.
You go there, like that power hour where it's $3 drinks. Yeah. But even after that, I think highballs are only like $5. Like, which is still like, that's pretty cheap. Phenomenal. Well, yeah,
some
exactly.
Some bars are like fucking $9.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into it on our 10th
we'll
bar.
Get into it. Yeah, and then, as I said, it's the most popular place, but I've legit heard of stories people driving from BC to go to the back alley right now.
The back alley is the king of the hill right
so,
now.
So, just for you all know, when we said hint, hint, Friday night, we have VIP.
This Friday. So
everyone come there nice and early. Minimal Filters has VIP this Friday, December 17th.
17th, yeah.
Okay, so we would like you all to come. This is no bias in our rating here. Kale, would you like to give your rating scale?
I would love to. So, the way we've been talking about, you would think I would give it a 5 out of 5. But what I was going to get into with saying how it used to be an older crowd, I think personally it's becoming the old National, where it is now one of the youngest bars when it comes to age. We're also kind of older, but there's a lot of 18, 19-year-olds. So, I'm just going to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah.
I do not like... I mean, as weird as it sounds, you'd think I'd be like, oh, nice, fresh 18-year-old. But
well, I mean...
it is nice sometimes, but there's also those 18-year-olds who are like, oh my God, first time going out, woo! Fuck, grow up.
Yeah, I'm just going to go 5 out of 5. It's a peak fucking climax. Nice. Like,
it is deserved.
You know, it makes me reminisce so much about Cowboys.
Yes.
Like, right now, it is... like by far the closest thing to our old Cowboys
100%.
Days. So, and the like I mentioned how you can go from the utter sweatiness and the utter insanity
so
of that dance floor.
That, so that makes sense.
Yeah. And then going to the calmness because, you know, if you're on the dance floor and you know, you're making out with a girl, you're not stuck in that chaos with her. You can take her to a nice quiet place and have a good conversation with
Absolutely.
Her. So 5 out of 5 for me. All right.
That means overall 9.5 out of five. Oh, that was wrong. 9.5 out of 10. If you add mine, Nathan's, which is a 95%, go to the back alley.
Okay. Next bar, Greta.
Greta.
You
start this one.
Okay, so we went through the phase this summer where, like, you know, there was those few weeks where we were there every single weekend.
Man, twice a fucking weekend.
Yeah, but at that time, it was the only place open that was really, like, a club.
That's true.
We had the dance floor, and it was kind of the only place where everything was open at that time. But once the rest of the bars and kind of clubs started like opening up, for me, the excitement of Greta really flattened out for me.
Absolutely.
I'll note that it's a extremely fun place if it's your first time ever going there. I've only actually played like the games around there, the arcade games twice, but those nights were by far the most fun I've ever had at that place. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know how it's possible, but one of the best feelings I ever had was when I think I was playing like... Battlestar Galactica, and I was just shit faced, and it was just so much fun
because I can picture you. Just
yeah, and I was getting so hyped up while playing that game. But for me, the word I would use to describe Greta right now is stagnant.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah,
I barely know what stagnant means, and I don't know why that
you
word.
Use it properly.
Good. Okay. Good. Because I don't know why, but that's the word that came to my mind, and that's exactly how I would describe Greta right now.
Stagnant more or less describes something that does not move. If there's stagnant water, you don't want to step in it because lots of diseases roaming around in there. After a flood, cool. When the backwaters kind of pool up, that water is stagnant because all the mosquitoes and larvae.
So you're telling me when there was that flood and I started swimming in the water?
You should not have. Yeah.
It explains a lot of the rashes
I like that,
I have.
Bills. So we're going to try to limit as much bias as we can, but... as far as I go with Greta, Greta can fucking suck my dick.
Nice.
I used to.
I'm not sure how a bar can suck your dick, but
well,
let's see how we can get it done.
I used to love that place so much. Like you said, we went there so much, but Greta does not respect me. And by that, I mean it's where I go to just literally like lose everything I've earned in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
When I go to Greta, I become a fucking annoying 16-year-old schoolgirl. Like, my whole entire mindset just changes. Plus, which for those of you who are actual real fans and have listened to all our episodes, I mentioned earlier in the year how I got kicked out of Greta in a very, very inappropriate way. I'm not going to disclose yet. I will personally, but not for 100,000 fans.
Move on.
But yeah, it's just... playing arcade games is the only good thing about Greta, but that also adds up, man. It's expensive.
Also, well, I was going to say, in regards to prices, it is, I'd say it's an average. Like, their drinks
are
average.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
they're
almost,
not,
like, not worth talking
they're
about.
They're not cheap, but they're, yeah, exactly. I'll go first for my rating. I'm going to give it, what did I go with? I went with Hangxiety. Okay, so if it's your first time
good.
And you're going there and you're getting shit-faced, It honestly, your very first time, it is a 4.5. But after that, it becomes anxiety. Like, one of the only things keeping it from a 1 for me right now is how horny the people are there. I don't know what it is.
I think
it's the electricity of all the video games. Like, it stays in the air. And it somehow, it vibrates people's hormones in Greta. It makes sense, like, scientifically, if you think about it. I think, like, besides, it would be a 1 for me if it wasn't for the horniness of people.
Honestly,
there, so
perfect that you said that with that analogy, because for me, it's shitting pants. It's a 1 for me, man.
Yikes!
It's just a place I can't go back to. I've overdone it. So the only way I would ever suggest going to Greta is if you are 19 years old and you've never been before.
Yeah.
If you're older than that, there's so many other bars me and Nathan are going to tell you in the next hour or so that will be a way better option.
All right. Okay. Next bar.
Overall, it's a 3 out of 10. That's not very good, Greta. Also, fuck Greta not replying to our DMs start of the year.
Be better.
You're getting bad wrath because you fucking suck, Greta.
And because you're a shitty bar. How's that?
You're a shitty
bar. Next one. National on 10th. Lead us off.
So this is now 2 back-to-back fuck around bars for me. I hate this place way too much. In all honesty, I always have an okay time if I stay on the main level where there's like benches and less people and like honestly more people my age, 20 to 23. But we always seem to end up in the fucking basement. Sorry, the dungeon.
Yeah,
dungeon. Even if that means we get VIP access down some crazy ass stairs behind the bar. But as soon as I get down there, my night is ruined. I lose my buzz and I literally get COVID.
Yeah, okay. Very close to what I was going to say. I was going to say, I'm going to start off with some positives here. Good pizza. That's all I got. That's about all I got for positives. It is, honestly,
you always get fucking pizza
there. The best times I've ever had at that place is like near the end of a night after we bar hopped. And then, you know what? Let's go sit upstairs, get a nice pizza before we hit the hay.
Upstairs pizza.
Yeah. Okay. But besides that, like you said, smells like farts, always too busy.
Mm-hmm.
For all you English majors out there, I'm going to give 3 solid points for you, like a proper paragraph. These are the points you would use if you did a research paper on National Intent.
A lot of paragraphs?
Number 1, way too expensive of drinks. You're basically spending all of your student loans on a single drink. It is fucking ridiculous.
Exactly.
Number 2, you're smelling the cum. Oh my God.
You're smelling cum?
Honestly, you probably do. Let's be honest. That's probably what the smell is down there. Okay. You're smelling the combined body odor of probably, I don't know, 1,100 people jammed in a small space. The body odor is then combined with the smell of stinky bowling shoes. Yeah, so that's awesome.
True.
And then number 3, you basically have no space the entire time unless you're at a table. So for me, I feel like I'm either getting groped and about to get like grinded on
or
borderline I'm about to get knocked out because I'm uncomfortably close to dudes wearing basketball jerseys or some shit.
Facts. Yeah, the only reason I would ever suggest going to Nationals is if you're a person who would want to get roofied, which I don't think anyone wants to.
Oh, I also had a positive note. I said, if there's one place in Calgary that you could probably see a porn star, I don't know why, but I think National on 10th would be where it is.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I would give another bar that.
I don't know. No, for me, National on 10th is a place you would see a porn star. I don't know why, but that thought came to mind. I was like, you know what? If I was a porn star, National, because...
Yeah.
I feel like National 10th, you'd be able to be secretive enough, but at the same time, you'd get that attention that you wanted, but subtly. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You got a great point there, Bills.
Okay. I will go with my rating. Would you like me? Okay. 1.5 out of 5. It would be a 1, but we have one server there named Haley. Absolute homie. Always takes care of us.
Yeah.
So if you ever have Haley as your server, just know that's the only way you'll have a good night there.
Man,
the only way.
When I mentioned the VIP access down some crazy staircase, that was Haley who brought us. So yeah, again, shout out Haley. You're the only good thing about National other than the pizza. It's Haley and pizza. This is my lowest, man. This is my lowest, even lower than Greta. I gave it a 1 out of 10. So a 0.5 out of 5. Even less than shitting pants.
I can't think
diarrhea
of.
Diarrhea in pants. Literally, which I may have done one time at National, but we're not going to.
You know, I'll be honest, though. I feel like if you do shit your pants, majority of the time it's going to be diarrhea, right? Like, usually you don't poop solids.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or else it would
be. I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm not speaking from actual experience.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, next National.
Overall, that was a 2 out of 10. Worse than Greta. Do not go to National in 10th unless you want to get roofied.
I don't think we can legally say that.
I just did.
Yeah, they could probably sue us for defamation on that. So I'm not saying you're going to get roofied if you go there. I'm just saying you'll probably smell fun.
Yeah, I didn't say that either, actually.
Yeah, that's better. All right, National on 17th.
Go ahead, Bills.
Okay, I'm going to keep this nice and short. It's not your go-to place for a night of going out for me. It's an awesome place to get a quick drink or a nice bite to eat. But definitely way more of a restaurant feel. I feel like it is called National on 17th, the restaurant.
I might be wrong.
Don't quote me on that.
Well, it is now, all right? National 17th. Hear this and change your name.
And and it is national though, so obviously really expensive fucking drinks. Even if I'm just going for one beer at a place, I don't want to pay fucking $12 for a beer.
Yeah.
So suck on that national.
Is that all you have for?
Yeah, it's all
so
I got.
So good. Mine's short. And this is funny because just so you guys know, I promise me and Nathan did not communicate prior to this. We have a very similar answer to this one, but we did not know beforehand. Mine, for National on 17th, possibly the restaurant, I honestly love this place. If you start a night of bar hopping on 17th Ave, kind of by the start of Red Mile where we live, by 13th Street, 14th Street, this bar is the best place to have kind of like a halfway break and maybe get some grub in your system. They have the greatest tater tots of all time. There's like a garlic parm dip and some like parm sprinkled on top. Great service. It's a nice setting too. Never too busy. No one's going crazy there. I give it a... Can I rate mine?
Yeah,
now?
Go ahead.
I give it a 4 out of 5.
You give it a 4 or 5. So like I said, like you have to go there not expecting to get drunk or like having an exciting night out. Like that's a nice sit down place, restaurant feel. I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's just a place I don't really have much fun going there, but I'll go there and like sit down and have a drink. All right. Finish Nationals in Calgary here. National on 8th. I would say in the summer, it's by far my favorite patio. There's a lot of seating, but for some reason, I always find myself looking for some, even though there seems to be a lot of seats.
So true. Lots of standing room too, though, so I can kind of see where you get that maybe kind of confined.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So National on 8th, what other notes do I have here?
I can go if you're thinking.
I can go here. So they have a nice dancing area in the summer on the patio. I'm only going to talk about the patio just because it is literally the exact same thing as National on 17th during the winter. It's just a sit-down National, nothing at all besides that. So in the summer, the dancing area is fucking dope. You get sick views on the patio. But I'm going to quickly shout out the girl who grabbed my belt loops one time on the dance floor and brought me nice and close to her. Legit one of the hottest thing that's ever happened to me. Also expensive. It's National. But in the patio, you're like, it's the summertime, obviously. So you're going to have more money. You're going to feel like more of a big dog. Like everyone's, for the most part, is working at that time.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more money around that time. So for me, I don't notice as much when I'm spending as much money at National on 8th. But one time, like in the summer, I was that guy who had the shit. I had to shit at the bar.
I remember that. You left.
I ran out of toilet paper. And I sat in the stall for 5 minutes, and luckily Jason was there, and he went into the other stall and grabbed some for me.
Good man.
Otherwise, if Shives didn't come in there, I probably would have just spent the whole night in that stall. I probably just gave up. I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Stuck here the rest of the night. I'll probably just watch TikTok while sitting on this toilet the rest of the night.
That's funny. So, yeah, for me, National on 8th, this is where I think majority of the hot 21 to 23-year-olds are. It's a fun place, in all honesty, but it fucking stinks, too. It's weird because the Nationals must just have like a tendency of like, we must smell bad because 10th, we just said,
must be
like shit. But National on 8th is different because it's outside, so it smells all right. But in the one corner, there's like a sewage vent and it just reeks like shite the whole entire night.
In their corporation guidelines of National, they must have
100%.
They must have like something that says we have to smell bad at least at some point at our place.
Also, National on 8th is usually a place you will not end your night at. It's usually a place you either start at and then go somewhere else when you're kind of wanting to get absolutely hammered, because like Nathan said, it's expensive. One quick story from National 8th from me, and I hope she's not listening to this because I'll be very, very embarrassed on her behalf, but I was with a girl that, I'm not sure how long ago, it was a while ago, and I was not feeling it at all. I was drunk, feeling it, then I kind of sobered up, and I'm like, you know what, maybe this girl isn't for me, and I literally asked one of the bartenders where their fire exit was. Luckily, it was near the bathroom, so I told her, I'm like, just going to go to the bathroom. I walked down like 5 or 6 flights of stairs just to get out back on Stephen Adams because I was not feeling it.
Yeah,
I left you there, but you liked your girl.
Yeah, my girl was fine. Her friend was the one who was trying to get with you, and then I told her that you got super sick and I had to go home.
Well, you even called me because she was like, call him then. I'm like, yeah, man, I got diarrhea.
Yeah, he said he had diarrhea. Sorry about that. Okay, my ratings. I'm going to go 2 out of 5 in the winter,
okay,
just because it's the exact same as National on 17th. But in the summer, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. It would be a 5, but you, as you mentioned it, there's the one corner that smells like sewage, and it literally, the hairs on your nose stand up from how bad it smells,
so bad.
And it literally makes you sober up. Like, it is that bad of a smell where you're like, holy fuck, I'm not drunk anymore.
Yeah. So would you give it a 3 then, if overall?
No, I was gonna give it a 5, but the smell pushed it down.
No, but you
four
said
in
2 in the summer, or 2 in the winter and 4 in the summer.
I'm just gonna keep them as 2 separate ones because I think it's a completely different. It's literally a completely different place.
Absolutely.
So winter time, 2 out of 5, regular national, and then summertime is 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I said 3 out of 5. Mainly because it's something you go in the summer. For those of you listening right now, if you're here in the wintertime over Christmas break, do not go here.
It might not even be not your open. Go-to. Yeah, not your go-to.
So I think overall that plays probably like a 55-60 out of 100. So
Yeah. All right.
Rooftop.
Rooftop.
Rooftop is our next bar.
New place opened up. It was really popular when it first opened. I'm not sure how they're doing now. I haven't been there for a while. First off, I'm going to start off. The stairs to get up to the top fucking suck. Dude, I'm literally out of breath every fucking time. It's like 2 or 3 flights of stairs that you have to go up just to have some drinks. Yeah. And on top of that, the drinks are fucking expensive as shit. So if you're going there, you basically have to pregame hard as fuck. Like, I think the only times I've been there there's a couple nights that I started there, but I think I've been there 3 times. So 2 out of the 3, I ended up going there at the end of the night. So it didn't bother me too much. But however, the first time I was there, some girl flashed her boobie. So that will forever live in my memory. And just so you know, if you're listening to this, I will never forget about you. You have a special place in my heart.
Man.
That was my first time at the rooftop. So
that was actually, well, obviously not going to say her name, but that was fucking awesome. But
thank you.
Yeah. Rooftop. I got exactly what Nathan said. It's fucking expensive. It's really hot up there. There's also a billion stairs, but a lot of hot girls. A lot of hot girls, mainly because they want to go there where the rich guys are. They can buy them drinks.
Yeah.
Personally, though, I do not recommend it right now, and I don't recommend it anytime. So,
what'd you go with?
I went with a 2.5 out of 5, 50% for me.
I actually was. I was pretty good. I went with a 4 out of 5. I said it's a good atmosphere. I like the setup of it, but the thing that made me keep it from a 5 is because of the small dance floor. Mm-hmm. And because, like, the dance floor is, like, kind of like a stage, and, like, it's kind of like everything's around it, I feel like when I'm on the dance floor, everyone's watching me, so I don't like that.
Yeah,
so that's why I took it down from a 5, too. It is a good place, like, expensive drinks, though. I might be nice giving it a 4. I think I'm being really nice by giving it a 4, but I'll stick with my 4.
So I guess that bar, more or less, if you trust Nathan more, or if you trust me more, you either will or won't go. Because Nathan, it sounds like he's kind of...
Hot girls, though. Hot girls, though.
I personally say don't go there.
Hot dudes when we're there.
Hell yeah. Oh, yes. Us. We're the hot dudes when we go
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Next bar.
Nanta's, a karaoke bar in downtown Calgary. Kale, start us off.
Yeah, so I think if you want something totally new, this is where you go. Like, man, it's literally a fucking karaoke bar. There isn't too many karaoke bars out there that are specifically just that. You can get your own private rooms with your friends if you're kind of embarrassed to sing in front of strangers. Or if you're confident, like for some reason you and I were 2 weeks ago, you go live. Luckily, there wasn't too many people there that night. It was a fucking...
Thursday. It was Thursday.
So not like the busiest nights, obviously.
There was only like 2 other groups, technically. There was the one group of like, I think, 5 or 6 guys and girls. And then there was the 2 dudes in suits there.
Which were great singers. But me and Nathan got overconfident. It honestly might have been to do with their... Amazing. It's honestly, listen here, go to Nanta's. I think they have the best drink on the market right now. They have an 8, I don't know what's called, but once you go there, just ask for the 8-ounce something. It's 8 ounces, which for those of you who are idiots, that means 8 shots.
It's not shots because it's only like 12% alcohol.
Yeah, but it's mixed with liquids that are juices
so
and sugary. So it
and
you up.
It literally
like $26 for an 8 ounce.
Yeah, $26 for an 8 ounce drink, and it comes to you in like a nice sippy cup.
And they give you shot glasses too if you want to share with your friends, which no one does.
Yeah. So I had, you know, there's the private rooms in main area, as you mentioned. Main area is obviously where you can interact with more people. I actually like that was so much fun when we were mixing and mingling with those people. I sang I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, which got me hyped up.
I sang Super Bass, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, the place was going. That feeling for me is the reason why I'm going to give it peak climax. However, you can only rate it a peak climax if you go there once every 83 days.
So once every quarter of a year, basically?
Yeah. Yeah, every 3 months, I think, more around less, there. Yeah. Is like, you just can't do it too often, but if you utilize the karaoke every once in a while, absolutely, is a phenomenal time. So I will, yeah, I'm going to go peak climax, but with like an asterisk. Asterisk.
It's SK.
Asterisk.
Yeah, SK.
Did I say it right?
Yep.
Asterisk of every 83 days.
See, I fucking love that too. Again, not scripted, I promise. I'm going to also give it a fucking peak climax, but the only reason why, it was a 4.5 for me, but it is a 5 because I like I said about back alley, the whole fighting aspect has always been fun for me when it comes to partying and bars. When I went there the first time, I didn't get into a fight, but I was fucking super close because I was just, there was two guys who were kind of beaking. One guy was almost like kind of getting bullied. And I mean, some of you might believe that this is bullshit, I actually hate bullies, especially when it's like clearly a bigger guy picking on a smaller guy for the reason that he's small and can't defend himself well enough. But there was this guy dressed as a fucking astronaut picking on this guy who was Asian, which in this case mattered because he kept saying out loud, "You're being racist, you're being racist," which I wasn't there for that part. Maybe he was. But me and this astronaut stood in each other's faces for probably like 5 minutes just beaking. And if it wasn't for his girlfriend stepping in the middle, we might have gotten a
fight.
Let's be honest.
That guy deserved to get his ass beat.
He did.
Because he was wearing an astronaut outfit.
And he's being racist. That's also kind of a key.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so that's 10. That's 100. 100%. Congrats. Go to Nantes.
Congrats, Nantes. But only every once in a while. You can't go there too often.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Next place, the Unicorn on Stephen Ave. I can start off. Despite the last time I was there being absolutely devastated because I lost $300 on Conor McGregor, it was one of my best overall nights. The bartender took care of us the whole night, and it was an unbelievable atmosphere for the entire time. Every time I've been there, I've never had bad servers. Last time I was there, my buddy was completely blacked out. Like he got kicked out. He wasn't allowed in another bar that we were supposed to go to because he handed his ID to the bouncer, got it back. We were about to walk in, and then our buddy goes, "Do you need my ID?" And it was like, dude, like you literally already got it looked at. So he wasn't allowed in there. But when we got to Unicorn, they let us in. She obviously could tell he was super drunk, but he kept ordering drinks. But she, the server, would give me the drinks and then give him water, which was awesome. So I didn't even pay for the drinks.
I wasn't there, but I remember you talking about that. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. Genius.
Yeah, thank you. It's just well utilized. Kale, can you hurry up? I've ran out of notes on this one.
Yes. So mine for Unicorn. I think Unicorn is the best sports bar in all of Calgary. Or, I mean, I guess it's the best bar if you want to go watch TV. Because there's a fuckload of TVs. There's three floors. And fight night there is always sick. Like Nathan said, we actually both lost big money on that McGregor fight. But I won. I went 5 for 5 in the prelims. Which ended up being like maybe $16 total. I put like $2 in the favorites. It's also a great location. Location, goddamn.
It's a great called location.
It's on Stephen Ave, so you can basically walk out and walk to the next best bar. But yeah, if you just want a place to go watch TV, if there's like a Flames game, maybe go there. If there's another fight, go there.
Yeah,
it's one of the best sports bars.
One of my pet peeves. What am I gonna say here? I'm gonna be very picky here, but their bathrooms are very tight.
Yeah, you're right.
Like there's like one urinal and then one stall in that upstairs one that we were at.
Yeah.
But I will give my rating here. I'm going to give it 4 to 5.
So did I.
It is my favorite place to sit down and get drunk to watch sporting events.
Yep.
But honestly, it's one of the few places that I feel like I would be comfortable to literally sit there an entire night and just get drunk and sit there. Like, there's not many places that I would do that at, but that is one of the places that I would do that at.
And it's funny you say that, too, because, again, mine's 4 to 5 for the exact same reasons, except we were literally sitting on bar stools, and it was still comfy. If we had a booth, holy fuck, I wouldn't move. I'd pee my pants.
Exactly.
Just have my spot. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did pee your pants that night.
Maybe. 8 out of 10 for Unicorn. Go there if you want to watch a sporting event. Next bar is L Furniture, and the only reason why you should ever go to L Furniture is because of Tequila Tuesday.
That's all you got?
Fuck, man. Well, I got little notes about it, but the last two times I've been there have been after a Flames game that ended up landing on a fucking Tuesday, and I literally accidentally blacked out both times. Obviously, it was to do with the dome foams, but also Tequila Tuesday. It's $3 for a tequila shot. You can literally buy 5 shots for $15.
It's nutty. It's nutty.
Give her a little tip if you want. But yeah, I went about a month ago when the Flames played. Honestly, I had no fucking clue who they played. But I wore my Stamps jersey because I wanted to wear a sports jersey. And I mean, CSEC owns basically the Flames and the Hitmen, Roughnecks, Stamps. They own all the.
What is the point of your story?
I'm just saying, I paid $200 for that fucking jersey. I took it off when I got to that bar on a Tuesday. Went to grab it 5 minutes later, and it was literally full of puke. Somebody puked on either our booth or the floor, and they used my jersey to wipe it and clean it up. When I grabbed my jersey, it was the most acidic smell and the most acidic
stench. That would have made me yak. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I would have almost yacked.
Literally,
right,
one
bar.
Of the most infamous videos I've ever fucking created in my life was I grabbed that jersey covered in puke with my own hands, yes, walked to the bathroom, threw it in the toilet, and took a 45-second video of me having the world's longest piss, pissing on my jersey.
It was very long.
It was long. And It's weird because, like, I'm in, I don't know, I was just, I, it was one of those things where you don't remember it until the next morning, but I'm like, wow, I sent it to probably like four girls and my dick was in it for 95% of the video.
Cool. Yeah, okay, I'll sum this up quick here. L Furniture is a horny atmosphere. I don't know if it's the lighting or what it is,
could be,
but
actually.
I swear to God, like, that place makes the hormones go. And like, there's always people making out left and right. And that's no cap. If I'm going to cap on you,
on God,
if I'm going to cap on you, I would cap on something else. Never with making out with people.
So what you're saying is that L Furniture and Greta are the two horniest bars.
I don't know what it is. The bathrooms are a blessing and a curse.
They're sick.
Like, they're the single bathrooms where there's one toilet and one sink.
Which is nice.
And then, like, it's like its own room.
Yeah.
For the people who haven't been there. It's fucking awesome. Like, you know, if you want to get your freak on or, you know, make out privately with some girl. But it's also a curse because people just fucking abuse the shit out of them. Like,
Facts. Like
I swear to God, I've seen piss probably 5 feet up the wall. I've seen puke in the sink. And then the trash. Like, there's puke everywhere. I don't understand why there's puke in the trash or the sink when there's literally a toilet right there.
True.
But overall, I like the atmosphere. It's one of the few bars that I feel like I'm allowed to go from table to table and just interact with people.
Yeah, even during COVID.
Yeah, even during COVID. Fuck me, man.
During. What's your ratings, Bill?
Okay, it would be a 4, but the bathrooms, like I said, are always covered in piss and they absolutely reek. I do genuinely feel bad for the person who has to clean up at the end of the nights. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, good. Mine's a 4. For the reasons I said and what you said, I like the bathroom, so I'm going to keep it at a 4. That means 75% go to L Furniture. Excuse me. But make sure it's a Tuesday if you want a great time. Tuesdays are the days to go to L Furnies.
Yeah. We've never been on our weekends too, so we'll see. Maybe we'll see. Test the waters out, we'll see if it's a weekend thing. Next bar, Kaylee's. Are we doing just on 17th or do you want to do overall?
Just the 17th one.
Okay.
Where's the other one?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's one in Calgary.
There is one. Okay. It's like 4.
My first and only time there is going to be short. I think there was a bachelorette party or something, and this one lady looked at me right in the eyes before I went into the washroom. Like, we made solid eye contact, and she goes, "What a young buck."
Oh, I hate that.
First off, thank you. Secondly, I was speechless. I don't know. Please don't kill me or something. No.
Oh.
No. No offense. No offense to you, lady. I know you're listening to this podcast, are thousands of other people. But
oh, yeah.
No. It kind of made me uncomfortable. It kind of like made me hard at the same time. I didn't know how to feel about it. So,
an awkward boner.
Awkward boner.
Sure.
Tucked it into my belt line.
That could almost be a new rating scale. Awkward boner. But no. I like ours. Is that all you have on Kaylee's?
It's all I got. It's literally
all
I got.
For me, and for you as well, Kaylee's is that one bar that's called Kaylee's but not spelt like Kaylee's. So it might be called Cielis to you, which it was to me for like almost the whole entire year. Anyways, I don't have much on Kaylee's either, other than I definitely know it's a place you don't go to get blacked out. I think, personally, it's a place you go if you want a nice whiskey on ice with your dad or maybe like with a work buddy.
Whiskey on ice.
Definitely a place you would like hit on the waitress though, because they're always attractive there. Also, a place you'd probably go to if you think smoking cigarettes is cool.
Nice. Yeah,
Kaylee's is right on the corner on 17th Ave and like maybe 8th or 7th.
It really does not matter where it is.
No, but it's on the corner on 17th. So if you think smoking cigarettes is cool, you go out there, smoke, you look like an absolute badass. I give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I was a 3 out of 5. It's a good atmosphere. It's a good sporting bar, but that's all I got. That's literally the only impressions I have of it.
So if you're back in Calgary for the holidays and your dad wants to go for a whiskey, go to Kate's.
Yeah. Okay. Next bar, Hudson's. We're gonna combine the one in Shaughnessy that we've been to.
I got a bigger explanation of the Shaughnessy
one. As well as Hudson's on 5th. For me, I mean, you just never know what you're going to get with Hudson's. Like, sometimes it's like a nightclub. Sometimes it's completely dead on weekends when it definitely shouldn't be. And then other times it's a fucking Royal Rumble and people are fighting left and right.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know what you're going to get at Hudson's. So
it's almost like a mini back alley.
Yeah. I mean,
very, it's very small.
Yeah. It's a great for watching sports still. I love going there to watch the Battle of Alberta. And they do have drink specials. So that's a plus, big plus there. And the dance floor is pretty fun. I don't know if they have one in Shaughnessy. I don't think they do. Mm-mm. But the one downtown does. It's fun to hit when you're hammered, but it's also like super tiny. So not only do you see every girl that you were talking to, but you also see their boyfriends. So, I mean, if you see them all on the dance floor, it could turn into a Royal Rumble. You just never know.
It's always fun.
Yeah. So that's all I got. That's what I got on Hudson's.
For Hudson's, you can speak more about this than me when it comes to Industry Night at the Hudson's downtown, because you went, I didn't, but Industry Night is basically the best night to go to Hudson's, with usually a Sunday or a Monday?
It's a Monday.
A Monday. So, there are, like, they've had two Hudson's. The one in Shaughnessy, Nathan should definitely no longer be welcome at. You should actually probably be in jail for the actions you did at Shaughnessy.
There's no evidence of what I did.
There is evidence, but we're not showing anyone. Also, do not go to that place for double date. Me and Baylor had really awkward experience there, which we mentioned last podcast. But I think the one in Shaughnessy is second overall in all of Calgary for sports bars.
Yeah, it's a good fun. Place it to go to watch
a hockey game. Honestly, Flames games are fucking sick there. But the one downtown, it's okay. All right, like, I just love it because we get free shit whenever we go there because we have a friend who works there. But that being said, Hudson's, honestly, probably the best place for brunch on a Sunday.
Nice hungover brunch.
Brunch at Hudson's is great.
Have you?
I wouldn't
been
go there
going,
to get fucked
have,
up though. It's kind of meh.
Have you been going to your speech lessons by?
What did I say? Did I fuck up?
Just basically everything you've been saying so far today.
Well, no, I haven't been going on my speech impediment guy.
You don't have a speech impediment. I just said speech lessons, so it just means speaking more clear.
Maybe I should get more lessons because I fucked
like
up.
Like me. Too. Okay, Hudson's overall, I'm just going to give it a 3 out of 5 because of its unpredictability.
I give it 3.5, so 65 out of 100.
Everyone can do the math. You really don't have
to
say
it. I don't know if they can, man, because some kids are like, why don't you just do it out of 10?
Yeah. Okay, the King Eddie. We obviously went there for like a special event. I like the setup of it. I like the vibes of it. Questionable bartending. Me and Isaac were looking at the bartenders like, what is this guy doing?
So true.
So King Eddie, if you're listening, I can come bartend for you. So
fair.
Is he a king? Is it ran by a king?
I don't know. I don't think so. Honestly, King Eddie was one that I think I kind of put in this just because this is kind of biased. But so I'm glad we're finally talking about this place. I wanted to a while ago for rating scales, but it kind of wasn't right. But I think it's honestly the most undercover place in all of Calgary for live music. I'm not sure which days of the week, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, just go on their website, go on Instagram, find whenever their live music is. Because my cousin Laurel, Laura L., if you want to find her singing elsewhere on the internet, she's so fucking good, and she performed there about a month ago. I brought 4 of my buddies, my parents came. It was literally basically a front row concert for free. She did her own songs, did some covers. Literally, the girl before her, too, was absolutely amazing. Anytime they have live music, go to the King Eddie.
What's your rating?
My rating is 5 out of 5, man. Because it's also a place to pre-drink, but don't drink a lot while you're there. Like you said, bartending sucks. But if you pre-drink and then maintain a steady buzz, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I said 4 out of 5, but only for a classy and like relaxed drinking night.
Exactly.
Like, it's the type of place that I would go to sit down, have some drinks,
exactly.
You know, with some buddies, talk about your future careers. You know, it's like a place where like there'd be a group of like 5 of us dudes and we would all talk about how one day we could all open a business together or something.
That's absolutely fucking
just what I see. That's what I see it. Definitely not a place to get shit faced and mob around though. So 4 to 5 for a classy and relaxed drinking night overall.
9 out of 10, go to King Eddie on live music night.
Yeah. Okay, one night stands. I've only been there a couple times. Good vibes, good music. And they also have like little board game things like around the bar for you to play,
everywhere,
which is pretty dope. However, if you are not between the ages of 24 to 29, you will feel out of place.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite literally like the age demographic for them, like late 20s, kind of people who are like not with the club vibes, but not ready to like give up the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Last time I was there, I made the smart decision of taking a sign out of their drywall. I got kicked out, and we tried going to a strip club after, but within the span of 20 minutes, somehow the manager of One Night Stands blacklisted me.
Literally, which, every single bar in Calgary.
Which is honestly fair. Like, I get it. It was, I was just more in shock about how quickly he did it. Like, it was literally, like, we left that bar, and then all of a sudden, I was blacklisted. I did go to the next day to apologize, though, which I thought was very responsible and mature of me to do that. But he was still kind of an asshole to me, and he told me I ought to come back for a while. So,
is he the dickhead mustache guy?
Yeah, so sorry for being a good person, man. Yeah. Sorry for apologizing.
Fucking prick. Wonder if he was Stan. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, for me, never had a bad time there. But the one thing you have to make sure is that you get a table. There's not much seating there, not much space, but if you have to stand, it's not going to be a great night. Get a table, you have a fucking absolute time for yourself. I think one of my favorite nights in the whole last fucking 4 months is the night Nathan mentioned where he was so crippled, man. We were sitting at a booth to start off the night, and I was like, had my arm around just whoever was next to me, and I was like rubbing your hand, and you thought it was her, so you were like rubbing my hand back, and it was for like 5 minutes, and it was like, holy fuck, Bills. Like, how do you realize it's my hand?
I drank a lot for pre-drinks that night.
5 minutes after that, we moved to a bigger table, and fucking, where's Nathan? Oh, there he is, ripping a fucking sign off of a wall where it's a fair-sized sign. But not only does he rip it off the wall and try to put it in his shirt, he folds the fucking thing in half to try to make it less obvious.
Well, I'm pretty strong.
Instead of folding it in half and hiding it, you fold it in half, throw it on the table as if like, oh, it wasn't me. Meanwhile, everyone at our table is literally staring at you like, Bills, what the fuck are you doing? We don't want to get caught for this. This is on you.
This is all, yeah, this, I don't remember
yeah,
any
you
of this. Don't,
yeah, but the bartenders were like, this guy's gone. And yeah, like you said, 20 minutes later, you're blacklisted for like a while.
Yeah.
Which you should have been.
You can give your rating here.
Yeah, lots of hot girls go there. I give it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. 1 out of 5, please take me off your blacklist. That's all I got.
Yeah, so I guess go to One Night Stands if you're 24.
24 to 29, otherwise don't bother.
Next bar, Chemical Steve's. I think it's a great spot if you want to like pit stop, if you're bar hopping. They have a great deal of like one beer and one shot for $10. I think it's on a Saturday, maybe Friday. Check it out. One of the best nights of the whole entire summer was when these, I think, Latrae Beaches or Trey Beaches, they're called. Some DJ group turned into
no free shoutouts.
Turned into a literal nightclub. There was a sick photographer there too, and he got some sick pics of me in my cow shirt. One of our buddies there was punching the table and got just his knuckles covered in blood because there was a lot of glass. Nathan also got glass in his hand from that night. That being said, that was a one-time thing.
I have that night as a one-off.
Yeah,
it was just a one-off.
I mean, one night or sorry, Chemical Steve's is like meh. Like Bales, you can tell your behalf.
Yeah. Here. So I said you basically hit the head on the nail. Whatever you want to say.
You had it going right for you.
It depends how you want to word it. Really.
No.
I had it as one of the best places to pre-drink. Like if you want to like start your night off, like say, you know, you're trying to catch up with everyone. Is a perfect bar to go to and sit down for that nice deal of a shot and a beer.
Yeah.
And there's a one drink special. You don't have to wait to get a drink ever because it's usually dead. Mm. And my other note is literally just cool decor.
They got shit hanging up on
cool.
the walls and stuff.
It's cool as fuck. And so my rating, it's a 4 out of 5 because I love their drink specials and I love the brightness. The layout is pretty dope too, but it's just always dead. Like, I think it deserves more credit than it gets. I think it should be busier than it is, but I do actually like when it's dead. I honestly do. Like, you just go there, you're like, all right.
It's calming.
We can relax a bit between our bar hops, and then we can get our heart revved up right after that.
Yeah, facts. So you give it a 4?
4, yeah.
I give it a 3. So total of 7 out of 10. You heard it here. Go there if you want. Basically just a pre-drink or if some event's happening, which probably not. But yeah, just look at what's happening in advance before you go there, basically.
What was your rating?
My rating was a 3, so 7 out of 10 total.
Okay, Craft on 10th. If you go there, make sure you get the world or local flights.
Yeah, the flights are great.
The flights are great, and you can quickly slug back the small beers. Like, it's really easy to drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $15. Great food, so if you're one of the people who's a hungry drunk, you will not be disappointed. It's definitely an older crowd, but like the age range I have is like from 20 to 47, so you just don't know what you're going to get.
Demographic.
It's also one of the few places where there aren't people making out left and right, so you decide if that's a positive or a negative. However, shout out to the two girls who I asked to make out in front of me, and they did. That was hot as fuck. You both also have a special place in my heart. So
yes, facts. So I think craft is sick, plain and simple. There are three levels at craft, on the one on 10th, not the one at South Center, but fuck that place. But it's like all three levels are a different club. I personally recommend the top floor in the summer because it's a great view and all the hot girls go up there.
That would be called a patio.
You're right. They also have, like Nathan said, great food. Craft is kind of hard for me because it's not really a place you ever stay at for a long period of time. You either usually bounce around from all the bars on 10th, which is National, Greta, and Craft. But that being said, Craft is also a great place to go on any day of the week for food and a beer.
Yeah.
It's an any day of the week place, more like a restaurant as well.
Okay, so I went 4 to 5. It's the only place that I can think of where you can sit down and get shit-faced, but you still feel the energy of the place.
Facts.
Like, it's just, it is always busy as fuck, so I think that's what brings the energy. But their music is fucking phenomenal, and the reason why I'm not giving it a 5 is because they play such fucking bangers, but they don't have a dance floor.
True.
So that's my reasoning for not giving it a 5.
Yeah, I give it a 4 as well. That's all I'm going to say. 8 out of 10 total for craft. Go there. Honestly, you'll have a good time.
Okay, a small little brewery here. Elite Brewery. It's probably the least known place on our list, but for me, it's a great pre-drinking spot. Good deals on their beers. And they have this fucking dope thing on one of the tables where it's like a strip of ice, and you put your beer on it to cool it off, which is fucking dope. And I don't know why every single bar in the world doesn't have this. Literally,
maybe expensive or something.
But yeah, I don't know. Have you ever thought about like customer loyalty, customer retention?
Yeah,
fuck, that was really great. Good. All I got.
Honestly, Elite is elite. Oh, it's fucking elite. The best place in town to go to if you just want to enjoy a nice mellow night with the boys. They have a Friday night, which is a jug of beer and nachos special, which is great. It's cheap as fuck if you split it between like 4 or 5 guys, a few jugs, a few nachos. It's also small enough. You'll end up being the youngest one there, for sure, if you're our age. And they might hate you if you get rowdy, but you won't, because if you end up getting rowdy, Uber downtown and you party. So, like Nathan said, the freeze tables are there, too.
Yeah.
They're actually so sick.
I went
Army Men theme.
I went 3 out of 5. It's just nothing too special. Every time I've gone there, I haven't hated myself, but I don't think I would spend an entire night getting drunk there.
Yeah.
So that's my reasoning. What do you got?
I had 4 out of 5.
Okay, generous.
Like I said, I think it's a sick spot to just go vibe at.
Generous. Okay, next bar, Junction. Cheap drinks, but you have to pay cover. So I don't get it. Like, it's almost 2022. You're making me pay cover. Like, that's such a 2018 thing to do. Or, like, fucking, that's a Las Vegas thing to do. But newsflash for you, all the people at Junction, not only are you not in Vegas, but you're not remotely close to being one of the classiest clubs in Calgary.
Exactly.
So fuck off with that cover. I also swear that people go to Junction just to fuck up the bathrooms. I've seen in person myself pictures and wall fixtures in the urinals and the toilets. And then there was one night that, like, I wasn't there, but I saw videos of it. Some girl smashed the mirrors in the women's washroom, and it is one of the nuttiest videos I've ever seen.
That's fucked.
Recent? I think it was in the summer. Damn. But big dance floor, which is fucking baller. But I do feel like it's a place where people go thinking it's going to be so sick and thinking that they're big shit because they're like, yeah, I'm going to Junction tonight. And then it's just the complete opposite. Like, man, what are you doing at Junction? Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, I think this place is like the one place in Calgary you go to if you want danger. Like, I honestly, I hate this place. Been there a few times. The only good thing about it is that they have good specials. So if you're okay with dealing with how greasy it is, then be my guest. It's dark. It's weirdly designed. It's almost too small to be a nightclub because it has a big dance floor, but that's all it has. It's literally just a dance floor. No tables, really nothing.
Unless you want to pay for VIP, which is not reasonable.
It's like
it's not.
It's like a fucking millimeter step up for VIP, which is overpriced. But yeah, it's just not that safe either. So I give it a 1 out of 5.
Okay, I gave it a 2. I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's a grease fest. I don't like feeling like I'm in a dungeon, but the cheap drinks and big dance floor keep it from being a 1 for me. So yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, next one, Ship and Anchor. Kale, please go ahead.
So the Ship and Anchor, it's a fun place to be overall. I think, again, it's not really a place to go and get fucked up at. It's more a place just to hang with the boys, maybe like after you win a championship, right, Bells? Because we won last year, not a big fucking deal.
Yeah, beer league champs.
So cheers to that. But, and I may totally be wrong, and again, I'm not judging. I swear to God, I'm not judging, but I've heard – It's where a lot of gay men go to hang out and drink. It's like the gay bar, but it's like a common place for them to go hang out at. And again, I'm not judging, but I had a guy ask me one time. I was literally taking a piss, and he's like, "You're cute." I'm like, "Huh, thanks." He goes, "We should kiss right now." "Ha, just kidding." I'm like, "Bro,
when did that happen?"
When we were there at our championship game.
Huh. I didn't know about that. I didn't. I also didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that that's where they go. It's just fine. Honestly, every time I've been there, I've had like a good time. I went there a couple weekends ago. I just want to shout out the real estate agent who I had a heart to heart with for a solid like 15 minutes. First off, he told me I would not be successful in accounting, but he did tell me I would be successful in real estate if I hustled and worked for him. So that guy basically sums up the type of people who'll be there, I guess. Like, I don't really know a real estate agent who tries to recruit 21-year-olds when he knows for a fact that's not their career choice. I do feel like an adult when I go there, though. It's a nice place to sit and have a beer. But it's always packed, so I always feel like I can't get a spot unless you're there nice and early. Facts. Like, we've gone there a few times, like, near, like, bar hopping or near the end of nights.
Yeah.
And I can never get a fucking spot. Also, their urinals are like horse troughs, which I haven't figured out if I like yet or not.
I think they're kind of cool.
I don't know. It feels kind of gross. I feel like all the piss is just sitting there and it just stinks.
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
I gave it a 3 out of 5. I'm too young to go any higher. Maybe when I'm 30.
Yep.
Maybe when I'm 30, it'll kind of bump up to a 4.
Yeah.
But for now, it's going to stick to a 3.
6 out of 10. Don't go there unless you're old or if you're homosexual, go there.
Or just want to sit down and have a beer. It's a good place to sit down and have a beer.
Yeah, that too.
That too. Okay, that sums up our current bars.
That's all the current bars.
We're going to get into something. We'll do a quick honorable mention for anyone from Calgary or who has ever heard of the bars in Calgary. You have definitely heard of Cowboys.
And if we start crying, don't judge us. That means a lot to us.
There's just so much about it. Like, looking back at it, like, we just ended up going there every weekend because, you know, it was Cowboys. But for me, same thing as I said with the back alley. If you want the adrenaline and the heat of the dance floor, you have so much space to do it there. Like, it's so big. But my favorite part is, like, if I'm making out with a girl and I'm about to make a move, I can fucking take her somewhere to a nice table or a little quiet area. Like, you're not stuck in a busy, chaotic area, as I said earlier. And honestly, the main thing for me, this is one of my favorite things that I would do, is you have to love the ability of going from a packed dance floor to an actual casino to gamble on some money and then to a sushi bar. You could do that within the span of 10 minutes. Within the span of 10 minutes, you could do all three of those things.
Yeah. So for me, we're not going to actually do it, but I just said moment of silence for Cowboys, please. I hope it comes back, but at the same time.
No, let's do it.
Okay.
That was great.
Thank
I love
you,
that.
Everyone.
Thank you, Cowboys.
We all were silent for that little moment. Not for my sake, though. I think for the 18-year-old's sake, Cowboys needs to come back. Because if Cowboys comes back, all the young fucks will go back there and every other bar. The cycle will just be back to normal. But for me, when I was 18, 19, I didn't know about any other bar in Calgary other than Cowboys. Thursday, draft night. Saturday, happy hour. 9 to 11, $2 drinks. Seeing Calgary Flames players, smoking darts inside, getting kicked out, gambling after, gambling during. Or, like they said, eating sushi, then puking it right back up. That's all I ever did. My favorite story about Cowboys is, it's you, Nathan, and it's you. Literally, there's two levels of Cowboys in the club part of it. The upstairs isn't always open. When it gets really busy, it opens up. And during the Christmas holidays one time, there was like a little mini Christmas trees. And when I say mini, I mean like probably still 3 or 4 feet tall. Nathan decided literally just to fucking push one off the top balcony.
No, I didn't push one. I grabbed it with both hands and chucked it onto the dance floor.
Even worse. Yeah. I was giving you some benefit of the fucking dope.
No, so you know you talked about the mini one. Apparently, after I chucked the mini one, my balls just got 10 times bigger and I grabbed the actual full-size one and threw that one off too. Yeah,
literally, like, it's a full story, man. Like, 10, 15 feet.
The guys down below were not happy. Somehow, I didn't get kicked out. Like, I looked around after I did it both times and I was like, all right.
Someone definitely almost
died. Cool.
Also, spitting ice cubes, chatted lime down girls' shirts. That was kind of fun, too, from up top.
Fucked up. You don't
know.
When
I was
18,
that's 18-year-old kill, man.
Yeah, okay. Okay, fair enough.
I'm changed.
For me, despite being the guy who would make out with girls on the dance floor sometimes, one of my favorite things to do was make fun of people making out on the dance floor.
You still do that.
I remember there was this one time we got there really early. Like, it was super dead. We were probably there at like 9, 9:30.
I got a picture of this.
9:30, but there was some dude in a blue vest. He made out with two girls in the span of 5 minutes at 9 p.m., and it was so dead, and there wasn't enough going on at Cowboys at that point where there was probably like 15 to 20 people of us, you know, sitting on stools around the dance floor, all of us just watching this guy make out with girls. So, I mean, good for him, I guess, for sucking face, but like we said with Female X last week, better timing, bro, better timing. Too early in the night to do that. You gotta make it later.
Cowboys, 5 out of 5. Come back, please.
Yeah, I have 7 out of 5. Like, I don't, like, yeah. I feel like it has to come back.
120% go, you know, to Cowboys when it comes back.
It has to come back, not just so I can experience it, like, one more time. It has to come back because it's going to restore the food chain of bars in Calgary.
Literally, dude.
It's going to reset the system. It's going to put everything back to where it should be.
Because right all now, I gotta the say. Back alley is almost the new Cowboys. As far as I know, the back alley is the most elite bar.
It's the closest thing right now, I'll be honest. All right, Kale. Yeah. We will quickly go to the shower thought. Before that, do you have something to say?
So thank you all once again for listening to those amazing breakdowns of all the bars, pubs, restaurants you should or should not go to in Calgary. This next segment is brought to you by our friends over at Good Under Pressure. Are you sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti or vandalism in and around your community? Say no more. Good Under Pressure has the best graffiti solutions on the entire planet. Their eco-friendly products work on numerous surfaces and help them get back to looking better than ever. Check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure, not only their name, but
how they do business.
Nice, Bill!
I knew you were going to say that.
Nailed it. So, how'd you know? Do I say it every time?
Yeah, I think it's the line you say.
That is literally...
That's what they pay us to say.
Not only their name.
But that's what they pay us to say.
It's the way they do business.
But it's what they pay us
business.
To do.
Business.
Pay? Business. Okay.
Anyways, shower thoughts of the day. I will go first, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. I don't give a fuck.
This is actually fucking awesome. Which all mine are, so duh. Pizza is made in a circle, put into a square box, cut into triangles. All three shapes of life when you get a pizza.
Thank you, Kel.
No problem.
I think I read that on some meme when I was in like grade 7.
Nah, I made it up just this morning.
You're definitely the first person to think about that.
I was.
Mine.
I was, man.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
Thank you.
I believe it. So mine, like all this talk about going out and, you know, spending a regretful amount of money on myself and any girl who asks me to buy her drink, obviously.
It's that easy.
Made me think about money. So it's kind of a deep one. But think about it. We legit earn money and we get money just to get rid of it. Literally. Even if you're saving your money, your plan is to get rid of it at some point. Which is kind of sad.
It is very sad.
Whatever, though. Who fucking cares? I guess that's life for you. That's life summed up.
You get money to spend. Like, the person who created the idea of money, obviously genius, but at the same time, it's like, if you didn't, life would be a lot easier. If no one had to pay for anything, but yet everyone had to like work equally to create the things that you all have to use on a regular basis, daily basis, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
Life cycle.
I have kind of like, this isn't really relates to shower thought because it's not really like a general thought, but it was something I was thinking about the other day. You know the movie That's My Boy with Adam Sandler?
Such a good movie. It's kind of sad too.
But how fucked up is it? Like, if you think about it in hindsight and you look at it like from like a big picture standpoint, not only how fucked up is it that teacher actually slept with that kid at that age, but the fact she kept the baby. I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, there's stories about teachers sleeping with kids, and obviously that's a fantasy that all kids have. But how fucked up is it that she was like, you know what? I'm going to keep this baby.
I bet the only reason why she did is because all the headlines it would create and then money she'd get off of it.
But she was in jail in the movie.
You're right.
Also, how sick is that back tattoo that he got?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how hot that teacher was. She was so fucking hot.
Yeah, the young one or the older one?
The young one, beautiful actress.
The old one was hot as fuck, too. The one was in jail.
Yeah, well, they're both hot. Teachers are honestly, like, it's their own little fantasy. They're hot in their own little way.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, I've been sick as fuck lately.
You're sick as fuck.
In both, like, in every way possible, I'm sick as fuck right now. But I was in the hospital the other day, just, you know, getting talked to by a doctor or whatever, but I might have overheard a really, really unnecessary comment by some lady.
What was it?
So I was sitting in, like, they were kind of like in the room next to me, but I could hear them. And the doctors kind of asked, like, it was a little girl and a mom. The little girl was like really young, like three, like she could barely talk to the doctor kind of thing. I don't know when kids talk. It's probably like 8 or 9 years old.
Two. I think it's two.
It's 2 years old when they start talking. I thought it was like 8 or 9.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like two, maybe three, two or three probably.
Okay. Anyways, so the doctor asked them, they were like, yeah, so like have mom or dad been sick lately? And the mom goes, no, like I've been pretty healthy and dad's in jail. So I don't think he's been sick.
Wow.
Just had to throw it in. Her exact words were, dad's actually incarcerated. So I don't think so. I feel like she didn't have like, the poor doctor. He just kind of giggled, I guess. Like, I don't know how I would react in
sorry,
that situation.
Mom, I guess, kind
of but that would fall under the fact of TMI. Too much information, baby.
But again, young kids, they don't know better, right?
No, no, it wasn't the kid who said that. It was the mom.
Oh, the mom said that.
The mom said that.
I thought it was a 3-year-old kid.
No, the mom literally goes, no, like I've been pretty healthy and dad's incarcerated.
That might have been her trying to like one flex, which is like a single mom being strong, or like maybe trying to hit on that doctor saying, hey, yo.
You know, oh yeah, maybe she was trying to make a move. Uh-huh. My thought process is that she was trying to like make the doctor feel bad so that way they would take care of the little child girl better.
Hmm.
She ended up just having a fever or something, so that's what they talked about.
Classic little kid things.
I could hear it because I was stuck in the goddamn room for 3 hours.
Yeah, that'll happen.
All right.
That's all?
Is that all you got?
That's all I got. All I got left that we already mentioned at the very start is Friday.
Friday.
Message us first, just so we know.
Friday at the Bally.
Come to the Bally. And if you're close with us or if you want, let us know. You can come over.
Also, anyone listening to this, just say minimal filters and you should get in. And I think the bouncer will give you a big hug if you say you're with minimal filters.
I got one quick funny story about happened today. It's quick, trust me. I was in a board meeting. sounds so cool saying that. I was in a boardroom meeting today with school, with all like the advisors and like the big guys at my school. And one of the profs literally mentioned my fucking hat, which I'm wearing my MFers hat. Buy one. And he called out my podcast and he's like, could you imagine 2 21-year-olds talking about love and how to find love in front of like 20 of the big dogs at my school? I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
I was so red in the face, man. It was fucking awesome though, because they'll go listen now.
Yeah. I think my favorite part about what you just said is that you said quick story and then it wasn't really quick.
Dude, that was it.
I think
no,
quick.
No more than 20 seconds.
You want to hear, listen to this. I'm going to do that exact story, mm-hmm. but I'll make it actually quick.
Okay.
Today I was in a classroom about
I wasn't
like some
in a classroom.
Today I was in a classroom.
Wasn't in a classroom.
Just
look how long it's going now since you're doing it wrong.
Let me speak.
We'll do it right.
Today I was sitting in a classroom that I'm going to call boardroom to make myself sound cooler. There's my name's Kale Clouston, and this teacher shouted out my podcast about like us giving advice for love, and all the important people from the school were there. How fucked up is that? Look at that.
It was actually a professor, not a teacher.
That was
what
15,
are you in fucking grade
that
six?
That was 15 seconds.
You in grade six?
Did you like that summary though? 15 seconds.
It also was literally the HPED boardroom.
I don't remember asking though. That's funny.
Did you not just?
Nope. Oh.
Anyways, hope you all enjoyed that.
Do you have anything? Okay. Also, I want to quickly shout out. If you guys got to this point, you're a real one. But check out our Twitter. Our Twitter has had some fire tweets lately. We have some good comments. We always like. We're not afraid to say stupid shit on there. So check out our Twitter. It's just minimal filters. Yes. Just minimal filters. Thanks. I also think we'll be doing a Nathan and Kale's rating scales of our favorite TV shows and movies for the year. That'll be released before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
That's just stay tuned. And also, for those of you who are here over the Christmas break, listen to this podcast. Tell your friends where they should and should not go to get fucked up.
This is the one. All right, guys. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Cheers.
Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The
podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.